100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC, Okeechobee's True Country. A little bit of Keith Urban for you. And it's now time for Taylor's Table. Want to thank our sponsors, Big Lake Growers Asian Market, Freedom Ranch of Okeechobee, and Wildwood Yoga and Wellness.
Do you love ramen, sushi, orange chicken, drunken noodles? Unsure of where to get the ingredients to your favorite Asian dishes? Stop by Big Lake Growers Asian Market right here in Okeechobee. They have a variety of sauces and ingredients for recipes that require a lot of flavor. Big Lake Growers Asian Market also sells bromeliads. They're located off Highway 710 after the Y on the right. They're open Wednesday through Friday from 4 to 8 p.m. and Saturdays 10 to 4. Bring the kids and check out all they have for sale.
Freedom Ranch Okeechobee is the perfect place for weddings, reunions, birthday parties, showers, meetings, and office parties. This is your special event, and we want to make your time at Freedom Ranch Okeechobee fun and enjoyable. Freedom Ranch has an indoor building that seats up to 100 people. Tables and chairs are included. We also have a full commercial kitchen, walk-in refrigerator, and freezers, too. We have full bathrooms, showers, and RV hookups. Create magical memories at Freedom Ranch Okeechobee. For more information, call 863-697-9898.
Are you stressed out, looking to start a movement practice, but unsure where to start? Ever wondered what yoga is? Join us for classes at Wildwood Yoga and Wellness. Locally owned and operated since 2019, Wildwood offers various forms of yoga as well as rollology. Want to improve your posture and build strength? Join us for classes. Full schedule can be found on our website. Go to www.yogawellness.com or call 863-673-4670. Private classes are available. All right, we do appreciate all of our sponsors of this wonderful program, and thank you so much for tuning in. I actually had quite a few callers last week talking about ceviche, telling me about different recipes and different places that they've had it, and the consensus is, you know, it's not necessarily for everyone, but those that do enjoy it like it a lot. So, and I, of course, made the TikTok grinder sandwich that we talked about last Thursday over the weekend, and oh my God. You guys, I outdid myself a little bit. Yes, I did. You know, it might be simple, but when you put all those flavors together, well, bam, it is so good. So, so good. Seriously, I'm loving the sandwiches. And I just got to say this, like, it was so easy to put together, and I didn't have a huge mess in my kitchen, which was real nice. Like, last night, Ethan made shake and bake pork chops and mashed potatoes and broccoli, and I have now half a sink full of dishes. So I gotta tell you, that sandwich, and a lot of it, like, we already had, like, I already had the cheese, already had the turkey, the mayonnaise, the lettuce, the banana peppers. I just didn't have some of the other cold cuts. So, you know, I think that's pretty cool. So anyways, today's recipe conversation is going to be surrounded around one of the most popular, most iconic sandwiches in the world. Yeah, in the world. Do you know what it is? Do you? Can you guess? Can you even guess where it's going to be from? The one, the only, the Big Mac. Yeah, the Big Mac. The double-decker Big Mac was introduced in 1968, the brainchild of a local franchisee. It is now the world's most popular hamburger. And I'm going to tell you how to make your own at home. But first, let's talk a little bit about McDonald's itself. Well, the brothers Dick and Mac McDonald's opened the first McDonald's drive-in restaurant in 1948 in San Bernardino, California. When the brothers began to order an increasingly amount of restaurant equipment for their growing business, they aroused the curiosity of a milk machine salesman, Ray Kroc. Kroc befriended the brothers and became a franchising agent for the company that same year. Opening his first McDonald's in Illinois, Kroc later founded the hugely successful McDonald's Corporation and perfected the fast food system that came to be studied and duplicated by other chains over the years. On the first day of Kroc's cash register, he rang up $366.12. Today, the company racks up about $50 million a day in sales with more than 12,000 outlets worldwide. And for the past 10 years, a new store has opened somewhere around the world on an average of every 15 hours. I'd say they're doing something right. I know some folks out there don't like McDonald's. They either do like McDonald's. And personally, you know, I think it's just a staple. I don't know. It's just something. I remember Dad and I, when I was younger, we would drive from Alva to Riverdale to go to McDonald's and get breakfast and such. And I just got to say, when you live out of town, you know better than to leave without double checking your bag. Okay, what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to get home and find out you're missing something, right? Like the whole meat of your sandwich. Okay, so let's get into the Big Mac itself. Well, obviously the special sauce is probably the number one, you know, key part of the entire sandwich. Without the sauce, you don't really have a Big Mac. So the special sauce includes a half a cup of mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons of French dressing, 4 teaspoons of sweet pickle relish, 1 tablespoon of finely minced white onion, 1 teaspoon of white vinegar, 1 teaspoon of sugar, and 1/8 teaspoon of salt. So that is your special sauce. Mix all those ingredients in a small bowl, cover, and refrigerate for at least a few hours so all of the flavors blend together. Now moving right on, we have the sesame seed hamburger bun and then half of a hamburger bun, okay? 1/4 pound of ground beef, salt, ground black pepper, Thousand Island dressing or your Big Mac special sauce, finely diced onion, iceberg lettuce, 1 slice of American cheese, and 2 to 3 dill pickle slices. Now, while your sauce is saucing in the fridge, you are going to build your burger. So using a serrated knife, cut the top off the extra bun half, leaving about 3/4 inch thick slice. This will be the middle bun of your sandwich. Place the 3 buns on a hot pan or a griddle face down and toast them to a light brown. Set aside, but keep the pan hot. Divide the ground beef in half and press into 2 thin patties, slightly larger than the bun. Cook patties in the hot pan over medium heat, 1 to 2 minutes each side. Salt and pepper lightly. Now it is time to build your burger. All right, so stacking order from the bottom up, you're going to want your bottom bun, half a special sauce, half an onion, half a lettuce, American cheese, and a beef patty. Middle bun, remainder of special sauce, remainder of onion, remainder of lettuce, pickle slices, beef patty, and top bun. Boom. Done. That's all you need. And there you have it. Your copycat Big Mac recipe. If you've ever made this at home, please feel free to share with me either pictures or your own take on the recipe. You can email it to taylor@gladesmedia.com. I want to thank our sponsors of Taylor's Table, Big Lake Rowers Asian Market, Freedom Ranch Okeechobee, and Wildwood Yoga and Wellness. As you guys know, I'm always open to requests as far as stuff you would like for me to talk about here on Taylor's Table. And on Thursday, I'm going to have a cleaning hack for you, all right? So if you have any questions about recipes or the segment itself, you can go to our website, WOKC.com. Now, by request from Dave to Jennifer, here is Mr. Randy Travis and Written in Stone on WOKC, Okeechobee's True Country.
I'm gonna take you down to the riverside where the water runs slow and wide. There's a big old rock.